In this bulletin, New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern apologises for the failings in the lead-up to the Christchurch terror attack. Parliament passes the federal government's foreign relations legislation in full. And in surfing, Tyler Wright scores a perfect 10 to defeat Stephanie Gilmore in an All-Australian quarter-final at the Maui Pro. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has apologised to the Muslim community for security failings in the lead-up to the Christchurch terror attack. It comes as the Royal Commission publicly releases its report into the 2019 shootings at two of the city's mosques, which resulted in the deaths of 51 people. The 792-page report details numerous failings by police, New Zealand Security Agency and the public sector, but doesn't identify any specific shortcomings that would have stopped the attack. Ms. Ardern says the government's agreed in principle to all 44 recommendations and promises to create a plan to implement them by March next year.
Ultimately, this roughly 800-page report can be distilled into one simple premise. Muslim New Zealanders should be safe. Anyone who calls New Zealand home, regardless of race, religion, sexual orientation, gender, should be safe. New Zealanders deserve a system that does its best to keep you safe, and that is what we are committed to building.
Federal Parliament has passed the government's new foreign relations legislation in full. The laws allow the Commonwealth to review and scrap any deals that state and territory governments, local councils and public universities make with other nations. Victoria's Belt and Road Initiative deal with China could be one of the casualties of the new legislation. Facebook and Google could soon be forced to pay major Australian media organisations for news content they have on their platforms. The federal government says it will introduce legislation to Parliament tomorrow to introduce a mandatory media bargaining code. It means Facebook and Google must come to a commercial agreement with Australian media organisations in order to use their stories on their platforms. Federal Communications Minister Paul Fletcher says the ABC and SBS will be included in the media bargaining code alongside commercial news organisations.
What this code is designed to do is to be an effective policy tool so that Australian news media businesses receive fair payment for their content that's used by the digital platforms, and so in turn that they can continue to provide public interest journalism about things that are important to Australians.
Australian adults are being advised to consume no more than 10 standard drinks a week to reduce the risk of alcohol-related health issues. That's a reduction from the previous weekly limit of 14 standard drinks set when Australia's alcohol consumption guidelines were last updated in 2009. There are more than 4,000 alcohol-related deaths and 70,000 hospital admissions in Australia each year, and drinking is linked to more than 40 medical conditions, including cancers. Acting Chief Medical Officer Professor Paul Kelly says the guidelines are aimed at helping Australians make informed decisions about their drinking habits.
One in four Australians are drinking alcohol at risky levels. One in two women who are pregnant still, despite all of the warnings and the guidelines over many years, consume alcohol during their pregnancy. And 10 to 15% of all emergency department presentations are alcohol related.
In surfing, Tyler Wright has scored a perfect 10 to defeat seven-time world champion Stephanie Gilmore in an All-Australian quarterfinal at the Maui Pro in Hawaii. Well, now the weather for tomorrow. Perth, mostly sunny, 33. Adelaide, sunny and 27. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 25. Hobart, a possible shower, 21. Canberra, sunny and 25. Wollongong, similar conditions, 22. Sydney, also sunny, 25. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 25 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27. Cairns, a shower or two, 33. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.
Bye.